You're listening to Radio Australia. It's 12 hours Universal Time. Radio Australia News. Hello, I'm Adam Connors. The headlines. Australia's coalition leader, John Howard, concedes defeat in the federal election. A powerful typhoon near the Philippines threatening the northern areas of Luzon. And Indian Kamlesh Sharma, the new Secretary-General of the Commonwealth Heads of Government. Australia has a new government, with the Labor Party taking power. The coalition government has been voted out after 11 and a half years in office. The Prime Minister, John Howard, is also in danger of losing his own seat in Sydney. From Canberra, Graham DeBell reports.
With 72% of the national vote counted, there's been a 5.7% swing to the Labor Party. That swing gives Labor a two-party vote of 53% versus 47% for the outgoing coalition government. The ABC's election computer estimates that this swing wipes out the government's majority and gives a 20-seat majority to the new Labor government to be led by Kevin Rudd. The Prime Minister, John Howard, has rung Mr. Rudd to concede defeat and accept that Labor will form government. Not only is the government changing, but Mr. Howard is in trouble in his own Sydney electorate of Bennelong. With 70% of the two-party vote allocated in Bennelong, the Australian Electoral Commission shows a 5.2% swing to the Labor candidate. If that swing is maintained, Mr. Howard will lose his own seat, making him only the second Australian Prime Minister to lose his parliamentary seat. Liberal Party officials say the count in Mr. Howard's seat will be so close, it could be several days before his result is finally known. Graham DeBell, Canberra.
A short time ago, John Howard conceded defeat to the Labor leader, Kevin Rudd, in the federal election.
I want to wish Mr. Rudd well. He assumes the mantle of the 26th Prime Minister of Australia. And I want to say there is no prouder job in the world than anybody can occupy than being the Prime Minister of this country.
Australia's new Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, is expected to address Labor supporters in Brisbane shortly. Kieran McKechnie reports.
There's a party atmosphere at the Labor function at Brisbane's Lang Park Sports Stadium as hundreds of ALP supporters, most of them wearing Kevin 07 T-shirts, celebrate the end of 11 years in the political wilderness. While Australia's new Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, is yet to arrive to address the crowd here and, of course, the nation, Labor supporters are eagerly awaiting his arrival, gathering by the stage to get a prime position. Kieran McKechnie, Lang Park, Brisbane.
In other news, a powerful typhoon near the Philippines is threatening northern areas of the main island of Luzon. Weather experts say Typhoon Mitag has changed course away from the central region of Bicol, where thousands of people were moved from their homes. Forecasters say the slow-moving typhoon will now make landfall in northern Luzon on Sunday, with officials there working hard to move people from vulnerable areas and to stockpile food and other emergency supplies. The Commonwealth has named a new Secretary-General, Kamlesh Sharma, from India. He'll replace New Zealand's Don McKinnon, who steps down in April at the end of his second consecutive four-year term. Mr. Sharma says he's honoured to be chosen.
This is a very chastening moment for me in terms of the burden, heavy burden that's coming to me, but I look forward to it. The Commonwealth is a great global good. I've always believed that, and it will be an honour and a privilege to serve this great international institution.
One of four Italian soldiers wounded in a suicide bombing in Afghanistan has died. The bombing on the outskirts of the Afghan capital, Kabul, also killed six civilians, most of them children. The Italian soldiers were working on a bridge and appear to have been the target of the bomb attack. Two suicide bombings targeting Pakistani security forces have killed at least 15 people, further spiking political tensions amid a crisis over emergency rule. The bombings put further pressure on military ruler President Pervez Musharraf, who's under fierce international pressure to repeal the emergency measures. In rural Pindi, a garrison city near Islamabad, an explosives-laden vehicle rammed a military bus as it entered a compound, while another exploded at a checkpost almost simultaneously. And finally, in tennis, Pete Sampras has defeated world number one Roger Federer in Macau in the third match of their Asian exhibition series. Sampras won 7-6, 6-4. Repeating our lead story, with more than 70% of the vote counted in the federal election, the coalition government led by John Howard has been defeated. Radio Australia News.
Family. Standing there really just in that pose where you wait for the photographers to finish. And that smile looks so broad it's almost going to crease his face in half. He's walking to the podium now in front of the microphones. The next Prime Minister of Australia, Kevin Rudd. Okay, guys. A short time ago, Mr. Howard called me to offer his congratulations.